This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwinke. The Colorado-based jazz band Dotsero have developed a following in this region, having played Jazz Fest in 2005 and 2010. The Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society brought them back to Sioux Falls to play the Orpheum Theater on January 24, 2014. Dotsero describes their energetic and stylish music as contemporary jazz. Dotsero co-founder Steve Watts appeared on Dakota Midday with Carl Gerke on SDPB Radio and explained how the band came together.
We put the band together when we were in college. Dave and I went to the University of Colorado at Denver, and this was between the years of 1980 and 1984. And we always knew we wanted to do something with music after college, and it was funny because some of the best things that Dave and I got to do during college were separately. Dave was a part of the first national collegiate Dixieland champion it was a Dixieland band that did a competition through Southern Comfort and Brown-Forman, and they won a national competition, and they got to do. They got toured all over America and played at baseball games. They were on Merv Griffin. I mean, all kinds of very cool things. And then I was in a part of the Salsa Oeste group, which was a group that was put together to be goodwill ambassadors to do a festival in Manila, the Philippines. And we ended up getting to go to the People's Republic of China at the time. And it was unbelievable experience, but we weren't getting to experience these things together. So we always knew after college we were going to put together a band and see what we could do with it. And so I say 1985, 1986 is when we really got serious about Dotsero.
Dotsero's most recent CD, Steppin' Out of the Boat, came out in 2012. It features their jazzed-up versions of songs by artists like The Beatles, U2, Aerosmith, Chicago, and Fine Young Cannibals. Dotsero is Steve Watts on tenor and soprano saxophone, Dave Watts on guitar, Tom Capek on keyboards, Keith Askins on bass, and Charles Peterson on drums. Here's Dotsero from the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society's 2013-2014 Let the Good Times Roll concert series on No Cover, No Minimum Radio. We'll be right back.
you so much.
Thank you.
Sero on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
How y'all doing?
Our newest member, up close and personal, right at the top of the show tonight. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Keith Askins on the bass guitar. Put your hands together. Give up some love for Mr. Thomas K. Peck. Rockin' redhead, don't you? The rockin' redhead, David Wise. I go to Macy's department store just to listen to music. Weirdest thing, they play some great tunes. Played a tune the other day that I hadn't thought of since I graduated high school in 1980. See if you can remember this one. Back when this song was popular, I thought it was stupid. But now that I'm 51 years old, I think it's pretty cool. See if you can remember the name of the song and the name of the band, okay? Check it out. Anybody remember that? What's the name of that song? And who's the name of the band? Yeah! Awesome! They don't know that in Denver, I'm gonna tell you that. Chalk one up for Sioux Falls, South Dakota!
Thank you.
Scott Cero on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Our flight doesn't leave till morning. I tell you what, we're going to do a thing right now. Just a little old school. We hope you'll do this. Picture this. Is it a young man who is got this huffy cheater slick bicycle, and it's the old kind, the kind that you have to pedal backwards to brake. Those brakes were sweet though, because you could skid a long way on them. And anyway, I was into music too, and I rode my huffy cheater slick bicycle down Evans Street west as far as I could to Peach's Records and Tapes, because I had to have this one song. There was a song out, and I'm thinking, now this just can't be. There is a song out, pop song out, that's all saxophone. I mean, it's all about the saxophone. So I figured, okay, I died and gone to heaven. So I picked up the song, and I rode all the way back to my house, put it on the record player. For those of you young out there, a record player used to put it on there, and it spun around. And you put a needle on it. Anyway, and this is the song that I fell in love with. Hope you'll like it too. If you feel the groove, get your booty on this dance floor and shake it around. Thank you. been doing this. I know it doesn't look like it, but we've been doing this for a few years. And in all my years, we've never had a special request like that for an encore. So what are we going to do? Over, if you guys will indulge us, we're going to play it. By special request, you heard it. I did. Didn't I hear it? We're going to play Lighthouse in the Rockies for you guys. Guys, thank you for inviting us. You have made 2014 start out with an incredible high for us. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sioux Falls. We love you.
Dots Aero, recorded January 24th, 2014 at the historic Orpheum Theater in downtown Sioux Falls. Dots Aero is Steve Watts on tenor and soprano saxophone, Dave Watts on guitar, Tom Capek on keyboards, Keith Askins on bass, and Charles Peterson on drums. For more information, go to dotsero.org or check out Dots Aero's Facebook page. This concert was part of the 2013-2014 Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society's Let the Good Times Roll concert series. Thanks to their executive director, Rob Joyce. Go to sfjb.org for more information. This concert was recorded by Ragtime Studios. Hear this concert again along with past episodes by going to sdpb.org. We'll be back next week with another No Cover, No Minimum Radio. Concerts from South Dakota for South Dakota on SDPB Radio.